morning, good people. Thank you for joining this morning's reflection to get your day started. Today I want to talk about developing an ear to hear, and not so much with your physical ear, but with your spiritual ear, with your emotional ear, with your ear of intuition. There is guidance that is given to us that comes from within. We just have to simply learn how to listen for it, what it sounds like, and how to recognize when that guidance comes. When we start to develop our spiritual ear, a lot of times it'll begin with a feeling. Have you ever gone into a room or gone into someone's home or gone into a meeting or even picked up a phone and you just didn't feel that something was quite right? You could not put words to it. There wasn't any blatant indications of anything being wrong, but something just didn't feel right. That is your spiritual ear giving you guidance, giving you a word of caution, giving you some reassurance to pause. So a lot of times when we're developing our spiritual ear, we have to pay attention to how we feel. And as we pay attention to how we feel, a lot of times that's a guidance system guiding us to go left or to go right. We can also develop our spiritual ear by looking for confirmation. When you are seeking an understanding about something or not quite which direction you should take or what relationship you might want to pursue or what career path you want to go in or simply should you go here or should you go there, when you put that out in the universe, start looking for confirmation for what you're asking for clarity for. It could come through a commercial. It could come through a friend or a family member. It could come through a song. It could come through a book you're reading. It could come through various different aspects, people and things. But when you're looking for that and you just start to develop a spiritual ear, confirmation will come. We just have to look for it. And then lastly, start listening for a resounding yes within. A resounding yes within doesn't need any more confirmation. It doesn't need any more external or internal guidance. But there is a resounding yes within that says, this is something that I should do, or this is something that I should not do. And how you know what's a resounding yes is because there's no reservation nor any hesitation in moving forward. So what I like to say and what I use as guidance for my life, I say if it's a maybe, it's a no. Until I get the resounding yes. And when you get it, you'll know, because again, no confirmation will be needed. And that is how I've developed my spiritual ear, to help me to make the right decisions in life, to help me to be aware of dangerous situations, to help me just to lead a life that I am proud of, that I'm making good decisions. I've learned to develop my spiritual ear, and I hope that helps you to start to develop yours. Before we go, let's take in a deep breath and exhale. Taking a deep breath again and exhale. One more deep breath within and exhale. Now go have an amazing morning and a wonderful day. I'll meet you back here on Al's Morning Reflections. good people. Thank you for joining Al's Morning Reflection. Today I want to talk about the power of focus. Focus has the ability to create the life that you desire, or create a life that you might look back on with some regret and or some disdain, because the power of focus is so strong. Whatever you focus on, whatever we focus on, expands. So when we decide to focus on failing health and or poor or bad finances, or we choose to focus on a toxic relationship, or we tend to focus on a job or a career that we just don't seem to enjoy right now. When we focus on those things, on anything for that matter, it expands. And so when you're in a situation or experiencing something that perhaps is not favorable or does not feel good, sometimes it can be easier said than done to say, well, just don't focus on it. But how we focus on it is by talking about it. The self-talk within ourselves, and then the talk that we express with others. That begins to give it focus, which we get more of it because it expands. And so how you make that shift is you begin to talk about it in ways that you want it to be. You begin to think about it in the way that you want it to be. So for an example, if you are in a relationship that you would want to improve, start to think about it in terms of it already improving. Although the current situation does not show you that, you begin to think about it in the way that you want it to be. And whenever you talk about it with others, you talk about it in the way that you want it to be. There's an old scripture in the Bible that says, "Speak those things that be not as though they were." And so essentially that is the same concept, that you are speaking and believing and thinking on things, perhaps not the way they are, but the way that you want them to be. And when you begin to do that, the focus changes and you get more of what you're focusing on. So when we focus on positivity, and we focus on good health, and we focus on freedom, and when we focus on a feeling of no fear and prosperity, we get more of that, because there's an internal and external exchange that happens when we focus. And so today I'm going to challenge myself to focus only on the things that I want to enhance and increase in my life. And in those moments when those thoughts come in or situations come in that are contrasting, I'll make the shift to say, do I want more of this? If not, I'll shift my focus. If I do want more of it, I'll continue to keep my focus there because I know it expands. So today, I challenge you, as I'm challenging myself, to be aware of our focus and to understand the power of our focus, and to put our focus on things that we want to expand. And before we go, let us take in a good deep breath in and exhale. Deep breath within and exhale. One more breath in, rib cage expand, and exhale. Now go and have an amazing morning and a wonderful day, and I'll meet you back here tomorrow on Al's Morning Reflection. To everything, there is a season, a time for every purpose on the earth. There is a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to pluck what has been planted. There is a time to kill and a time to heal. There is a time to break down and a time to build up, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones, a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to gain and a time to lose, a time to keep and a time to throw away, a time to tear and a time to sow, a time to keep silence and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time of war and a time of peace. Like the natural seasons, we have seasons of the soul. And as we embark and go upon this journey of life, we will experience seasons of fall, which in the soul realm are seasons of transition, and things are transitioning in your life. We will experience seasons of winter, and the season of winter for the soul is cold and sometimes a little dark and a little lonely. And we'll experience some seasons of winter in our lives while we're on this journey. And then we'll experience seasons of spring, which are of new beginnings, when things are new, new things are happening, and new relationships are budding, and new opportunities are presenting themselves. There'll be a season of spring, and there'll be a season of summer, which is abundance, when things are in overflow. And what I've learned through my journey is that all the seasons are working together for our good. All of the seasons of our lives, the seasons of transition and of colder times and seasons of new beginnings and a season of abundance, all of those seasons of our soul are all part of the journey. And so when we experience the highs and sometimes what we want to call the lows, hold fast, because just like the natural seasons, it will change. It will pass. Something new will come to behold. Something old will end. And there'll be times of transition. But just as in the natural, you don't see the trees worried about what will happen to their leaves once they fall off in the winter, but they know spring is coming. So enjoy each season of your life. Look for the gratitude and the power of now. And find those aspects of each season that we might be grateful for. Because when we're grateful, we get more to be grateful for. Embrace the seasons of the soul. Because just like the natural seasons, they're all working together for a greater good. Now let us take in a deep breath together. And exhale. Deep breath in. And exhale. One more time. Deep breath in. Ribcage expand and exhale. Now go have an amazing morning and a wonderful day, and I'll see you back here tomorrow on Owl's Morning Reflections. Good morning, good people, and thank you for joining Owl's Morning Reflection. Today I want to talk about the power of focus. What we choose to focus on has the ability to create the life we truly desire. And the reason focus has that kind of power is because truly whatever we focus on will expand. And so if we desire certain things to show up in our lives, or we desire more of certain things in our lives, we have to look at, what am I focusing on? So when we key into what it is that we're spending a lot of time magnifying, almost like a magnifying glass, when you look through a magnifying glass, you know how those particles get larger and larger? It's similar with our own internal focus. They get larger and larger. And so how does one know if I'm focusing on something? Because a lot of times, you know, we go through our lives and go through our days, and sometimes we don't reflect to know what it is we're even really focusing on. Well, one way you can determine what you're focusing on is by how you talk to yourself about any given subject. So let's say it's a relationship or your career. How do you talk to yourself about the relationship? If the relationship is not very favorable, do you tend to talk about it to yourself in negative ways? If you're in a career that perhaps you're looking to change or just not satisfied in, how do you talk to yourself about those things? That determines your focus. So if you desire a better relationship, a thriving relationship, or to maintain a thriving relationship, how you talk to yourself about that relationship matters. I challenge you to start talking to yourself in the way that you want it to be, and not so much how it is, and see that shift begin to happen for you. Secondly, not only how do we talk to ourselves about situations and circumstances and things in our lives determines our focus, but also how and what we talk about with others really, really matters. Because what we talk about with others, again, pinpoints our focus. So you want to start to talk to others in the way that you want things to be. I personally don't spend a lot of time gossiping. I personally don't spend a lot of time talking about things and situations and people in ways that I don't want them to be, because I realize the power of focus. And so if we want that which we desire to expand, we have to shift in how we speak about it to others. There's a scripture in the Bible that says to speak those things that be not as though they were. Essentially, that's the same principle here, is that we have to start looking at what we want the outcome to be and speak it as if it already exists. And so when we start thinking about and speaking about good health and prosperity and loving relationships and positivity, when we start to think about those things, even in the midst of situations that might be adverse, but if you shift the thought and say, you know what, it might not be exactly how I want it to be currently, but let me begin to daydream and think about how I want it to be. And let me even begin to start talking about it, how I want it to be. I guarantee you, you'll see a shift. Because that is the power of focus. And so before we go, let's take in a deep breath together. And exhale. Again, deep breath in together. And exhale. And one more time, a deep breath in together. And exhale. Yeah. Now go have an amazing morning and a wonderful day. And I'll see you back here tomorrow on Al's Morning Reflection. Good morning, good people. And thank you for joining Al's Morning Reflection. Today I want to talk about seasons of the soul. You see, to everything there is a season and a time to every purpose while we're here on the earth. There's a time to be born and a time to die. There is a time to plant and a time to pluck up that which is planted. There is a time to kill and a time to heal. There's a time to break down and a time to build up. There is a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance. There is a time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones together. There is a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. There is a time to get and a time to lose. There is a time to keep and a time to cast away. There is a time to rend and a time to sow. There is a time to keep silence and there is a time to speak. There is a time to love and a time to hate, a time of war and a time of peace. And that comes from Ecclesiastes 3. When we're talking about the seasons of the soul. You see, just like the natural seasons, while we're on this journey called life, there are also seasons of the soul where we will sometimes experience seasons of fall, which represent a time of transition in our lives when things are transitioning. Just like during the fall when the leaves begin to turn color and begin to fall off the tree. In our personal lives, when we're in a season of fall, we're in seasons of transitioning. Things are changing. And then we'll have seasons of winter where it's sometimes cold and might temporarily feel lonely or isolated or sometimes even dark. Those are sometimes some of the most defining and refining times of our lives. But it's a season of the soul. Sometimes we'll find ourselves in seasons of spring, which are seasons of new beginning for us. A new beginning, a new budding relationship or a career or change in life or a new hobby or new friendships, new experiences. It's a season of spring for you, for us. And then we'll also experience seasons of summer where everything is in abundance. There's an abundance of joy, an abundance of prosperity, an abundance of love, and an abundance of joy. That's a season of summer. And the reason why these seasons are so important to recognize, number one, once you recognize, what season am I in life? You can begin to better prepare for that season while you're in it, knowing that, this is a season of winter or a season of fall. But knowing just like the natural seasons, every season changes. This too shall pass, and a new season will embark and embrace. We'll be ready to. And so, the beauty in the journey of the seasons of the soul is that it's all working together for our greater good. All of the seasons will work together for us. Everything is actually working out for us. Sometimes we can't always feel that, or sometimes we can't always see that. But when you understand the seasons of the soul, just like the natural seasons, it's all working together for our good. So before we go, let's take in a deep breath. And exhale. Deep breath in. Let your rib cage expand. And exhale, even with a sigh if you like. And one more breath in. And exhale. Now go have an amazing morning and a wonderful day. And I'll see you back here on Al's Morning Reflection.